3, 2, 1. In George Orwell's book 1984, The Government Changes History by editing newspapers and encyclopedias to exclude people, places, and things they no longer approve of. And back just a few years ago, one of the major criticisms of the communist system was its continual rewriting of history. Now there are efforts being made to edit the internet so as to change history itself. For example, in the European Union, if you don't like what a newspaper or website publishes about you, you can have the material changed or actually deleted. So, if today a website reports you were involved in an automobile accident, 5 years from now you can demand the material be removed, and suddenly history is changed. There would be no record of the accident anywhere. In the United States, there are instances where books have been published, but then the publisher was forced to make changes. So if you have copies of both books, which one is the real version? A few years ago, Barnes & Noble, owner of the Nook e-reader, accidentally replaced all examples of the word Kindle, as in Kindle of Fire, with the word Nook in the book War and Peace. That one's perhaps a silly mistake, but if we have several editions of electronic files, books, or documents, someone could make malicious but subtle changes, and how would you know which version is the true one? And more frequently, paper copies no longer exist. Even scarier, numerous psychological experiments continue to show how easily someone can be convinced something they really, really think is true isn't. Years ago, we were told the internet was going to provide information to the world. Unless, of course, that fact has been erased from internet memory, then it never happened. I'm Larry Burris.